Welcome to the Innate Vitality Code podcast, your source of science-backed information and inspiration on holistic healing, building resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. I'm your host, Dr. Andrea Pennington. I'm an integrative physician, acupuncturist, and positive psychology neuroscience nerd. For over 20 years, I've been healing and teaching in my wellness practice, in the media, on stages, and around the world, as part of my soul's mission to end suffering and raise the consciousness on the planet. This podcast does not provide medical advice or psychotherapy. Consult your healthcare provider before implementing what you hear on this show. Today, we're exploring the transformative journey of Bill W., co-founder of Alcoholics Anonymous, and the parallels between his experiences and the evolution of addiction treatment, with a focus on psychedelic therapy. First off, the Townes-Lambert cure. In 1934, Bill W. underwent the grueling Townes-Lambert cure at Townes Hospital. This intense treatment involved a mix of hypnotics, belladonna, and other substances, leading to profound physical and psychological effects, including puking and purging. During this ordeal, Bill W. had a mystical experience, preceded by a moment of desperation. In his own words, he said, "My depression deepened unbearably, and finally it seemed to me as though I were at the bottom of the pit. The last vestige of my proud obstinacy was crushed. All at once, I found myself crying out, 'If there is a God, let him show himself. I am ready to do anything, anything.' Suddenly, the room lit up with a great white light. I was caught up into an ecstasy which there are no words to describe. It seemed to me, in my mind's eye, that I was on a mountain and that a wind, not of air, but of spirit, was blowing. And then it burst upon me that I was a free man. Slowly, the ecstasy subsided. I lay on the bed, but now, for a time, I was in another world, a new world of consciousness. All about me and through me, there was a wonderful feeling of presence, and I thought to myself, 'So, this is the God of the preachers.' A great peace stole over me, and I thought, 'No matter how wrong things seem to be, they are still all right. Things are all right with God and His world.'" This white light spiritual experience, a pivotal moment in his recovery, highlights the importance of spiritual awakenings in overcoming addiction. Carl Jung, the renowned psychologist, later validated Bill W.'s experience. In a response to a letter he received from Bill, Jung emphasized that the cure for alcoholism often requires a spiritual experience, addressing the deeper spiritual malaise. Modern psychedelic therapy, while incorporating elements like purging in ayahuasca ceremonies, is more humane and research-driven. The focus is on creating safe, supportive environments for transformation. The role of surrender. Both in the past and today, the need for surrender is evident. Whether it's a voluntary letting go or it's induced by the substance, the surrender is key in facilitating deep spiritual experiences and lasting change. Contemporary research in psychedelic therapy has made strides in understanding and enhancing the humane aspect of these treatments. Today's methods are more comfortable, respectful, and tailored to individual needs, contrasting sharply with the past's often brutal approaches. In conclusion, from the intense treatments of the past to today's compassionate and research-backed approaches, the journey towards healing from addiction continues to evolve. The quest for spiritual transformation remains a constant, bridging the gap between past and present. If you found this presentation insightful and wish to delve deeper into the world of psychedelics, I invite you to join me for Sacred Psychedelic Saturday. It's a free community-based meetup on Zoom happening on the first Saturday of each month. It's a wonderful opportunity to connect, learn more about psychedelics, and share your experiences in a supportive environment. And for those interested in a more immersive experience, consider joining me for a psilocybin truffle retreat in the Netherlands where they are completely legal. These retreats include a comprehensive 10-week preparation and integration journey, including guided meditations, group sessions, one-on-one sessions, and journaling prompts. If you're looking to prepare for your own psychedelic journeys, I highly recommend enrolling in my course, The Ultimate Guide to Safe Psychedelic Preparation. All the details for these offerings are available on my website, onedrea.com. Thank you so much for joining me today. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Vitality Code Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend, rate the podcast, and subscribe. This helps me with getting my message out to a wider audience. For show notes and other episodes, visit innatevitality.com/podcast. That's vitality.com/podcast. You can also sign up for my free masterclass series. Each month, I take a deep dive into the topics of holistic healing, resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. Just visit innatevitality.com.